Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, I made a couple of very pleasant discoveries this week. One about a gigantic bank that is the Armed Forces' best friend. It's Armed Forces Bank. It's got Armed Forces in the name. Okay. And the second great discovery was, you know, we're based right here in Kansas City, and Armed Forces Bank is right here in Kansas City. Just at right outside of Kansas City in Leavenworth, where Fort Leavenworth is, and they are doing some great things for veterans, trying to help veterans as much as they can. We have senior mortgage banker Jake Scarbo joins us here in the National Defense. Jake, how you doing?
Outstanding, sir. Thanks for having me.
So how did I miss this? I live in Kansas City. I host a nationally syndicated show for active duty military and veterans, and you guys, you've been around a while, right?
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. So Armed Forces Bank is it's actually a sister bank of Academy as well. We all roll up to Dixon Financial, family-owned and operated, and yes, been around for a while.
Yeah, and how long have you been there?
You know, I have an interesting story behind it. We don't need to peel the onion back too much. I know we want to focus on the topics at hand, but I did join after having been in the mortgage business for the better part of a decade. I joined in September of 2023. So relatively new over here, but certainly looking forward to the future.
Now, did you serve in the military at all?
I did not, no.
Well, you've got the same experience as I have then, because I'm not a veteran. And actually, when you started this show 10 years ago, didn't know many veterans. And we started this show with the communications director for the VFW, Jerry Newberry. And it's just been an honor and a privilege to work around veterans and to get to know these men and women. For me, I mean, it's just, and I'm sure you've had the same experience, but it's so refreshing to see the men and women who serve our country that transition back, and what, number one, what great employees they make, but then number two, what great representatives of our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did not actually intend on being in the mortgage business, kind of coming out of college, and, you know, didn't anticipate it whatsoever, didn't plan on it, didn't really study for mortgage, and ended up at a different bank here local to Kansas City who actually specialized for quite a while in helping veterans with VA home loans, and that was nationwide too. So I ended up falling into this bank, falling in love with working with veterans, helping them the home ownership piece, not only from a purchase standpoint, but refinances. And, you know, the home loan is one of the most significant transactions in an average person's life. And so to be able to come through and provide a good service, especially to that demographic of current active personnel and veterans as well, I just fell in love with it, and the rest is history.
Well, and well said. I mean, there are, you know, as some people, especially anybody in the military knows, there are a set of circumstances that come with being a veteran that do not come with anything else. And so for veterans, a lot of times they don't just fall in line with conventional ways of doing things. And so for you guys to, you know, recognize that and support them, and now you're doing it in a big way. Let's talk about this, this new program that you got to make that process easier for veterans, right?
Of course. Yes. Operation Homeward is what we have named it, branded it. It is our newest initiative with the Vector family of businesses. They are a company, a service disabled owned veteran business in the construction space. They go out of their way to hire, recruit, retain veterans. And so working through, a handful of mortgage transactions with some of their employees over there, I got to understand a little bit more about just how ingrained they are in the veteran community, how they serve. And then, of course, having that as part of, you know, their quote unquote business model, I just kind of got to thinking, hey, how can we partner? How can we make this better for you and the people that are in your workforce? And that's where the idea was born for Operation Homeward.
Yeah, and it's great to know that, especially with these disabled veterans, that because these homes that we work a lot with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And if you're familiar with their work, they build smart adaptive houses for disabled veterans. And that is one thing, man. I mean, you know, we're living in a time right now when more veterans are coming back and living longer with disabilities a lot of times because of the technological breakthroughs in medicine and prosthetics and different things like that. Sure. So, you know, for them to have a home that they can function in, number one, is huge. And then for you guys to, you know, to partner with these guys and make that process easier. What has been the biggest challenge that some of these folks have had, especially with disabled veterans?
Well, you know, the education, I would say, is out there, and really you can blanket that across quite a few different demographics there. But, you know, some people don't understand that the VA loan requires 0% down payment. You know, there's stigmas all over the place out there, and people think home ownership. People sometimes don't understand that, you know, your credit doesn't have to be perfect, right? And so I would say the educational piece has been helpful. And one thing that we're really aiming to, you know, peel the onion back, if you will, and provide the education that, hey, this can actually be a reality. You know, one of the very first initial thoughts where this partnership actually originated was, how cool would it be if Vector could say, hey, you're transitioning out of the military. We have career opportunities for advancement. Oh, and by the way, we partner with Armed Forces Bank, okay, who can help you, you know, easily achieve the American dream of home ownership. And as soon as we kind of put that thought process together, it was really a no-brainer for both sides.
Yeah, that's really cool, because, you know, as I know, too, a lot of times when, and you're right, there are a lot of companies that we talk to on a daily basis that provide, you know, training, provide employment for veterans. But yeah, getting a house, I mean, it doesn't just happen immediately. And so for them to have a lifeline out there, and you're right, Jake, I mean, yeah, people don't understand that. The VA doesn't understand the VA. So, I mean, you know, it's tough to kind of wade your way through everything like that. So it is nice to have some guidance there. And yep. I know you guys, just looking at some of the stuff about Armed Forces Bank, man, you guys have had some nice awards, the Distinguished Bank of the Year Award, Designation of Savings Excellent, Military Community Impact Award, and Spouse Employment Partnership. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that is one thing I'm always so happy to hear about when the military spouses are included.
Yeah, absolutely. Armed Forces Bank is actually one of the founding members of that Military Spouse Employment Partnership, which,
oh, wow,
it's essentially a platform that, you know, connects military spouses with employers who are, you know, open to recruiting and bringing them on and retaining military spouses. Because when folks are active duty and you get that change of station, all of a sudden, you know, your life is uprooted, and you know, there's a home loan in there, but oftentimes with the spouse as well, what, you know, you gotta go, right? So that's been a good accolade there, and something that I'm proud to say that they were a founding member of. And then, yes, to your point, the Army and Navy Bank of the Year Award as well, and those two others, something that I am very proud to, you know, put my name behind here at Armed Forces.
Yeah, you know, like we always say, you know, everybody in the family serves, and that's has to sacrifice. So it's great to see that included with what you guys do. Now, is this program available right now?
This program is specific to Armed Forces Bank and Vector, of course. So this is a branded program, Operation Homeward, for Vector's family of businesses, if you will. You know, we are completely open to additional partnerships such as this, but right now the real focus is on Vector, making sure we, quote unquote, stick the landing, make sure we go through the, you know, the cadence, the content cadence, as I call it, to make sure that we are, in fact, providing them all of those resources, the education piece, the market updates, because really what separates this program relative to other mortgage lending programs that are out there is it's more robust and it's more intimate. You know, a lot of the times you just go sign up and, hey, here's your discount code and you're along your way.
Right.
But we take pride here in providing good service at Armed Forces Bank. And what that includes is a whole variety of things. I'm happy to unpack any one of them. But, you know, some people aren't ready to purchase here in January. Some people need to save. Some people need to work on finding a house. Inventory is really low. Some people need to work on their credit. And so we really take a holistic approach to this, and not only the touch points with their organization, but also once individuals have inquired, those, you know, kind of that curated touch along the way, the relationship and everything else that comes with it.
Yeah, we're talking to Jake Scarbo here with the Armed Forces Bank on the National Defense. Tell me what you see in your crystal ball there, Jake, for this this coming year in terms of interest rates, or housing is at a shortage just about everywhere, right? But they're talking maybe some good news about interest rates.
I am an optimistic person by nature, so you're gonna get an optimistic response here. The Fed has come through, and they are thinking roughly about 3 interest rates cuts this year in 2024, which when stuff like that hits the headlines, finally, it's a breath of fresh air, right? Yeah. So that came through later in 2023, markets improved immediately. But, you know, the thing is that currently they haven't actually cut. Rates are still relatively high and inventory is still pretty stinking low.
Right.
If I were to give a little bit of a nugget to, I guess, your audience here, it would be that, you know, if you are a buyer considering purchasing here in 2024, now is the time to do it, because what's going to happen, Randy, is these interest rates will drop. They always do. It's cyclical, right? But all of a sudden, you're going to start to see the headlines, and all these buyers who are just waiting on the sidelines,
They're
going to converge on the market all at one time. Inventory remains low. So what's going to happen to sales prices? They're going to skyrocket. Competition is through the roof. It's going to be very hard to, you know, get in. I recall 2020, you know, working home loans all over the country, and, you know, people were on offers 8, 9, and 10, just trying to get into a house. And I kind of, in my relative crystal ball here, of course I don't have one, but that is what I'm anticipating to happen. So the thought is, if you can get in now at a comfortable level, go ahead and do it. And then once the rates drop, you're not looking to compete against everybody. You're actually looking to refinance.
Wow. That's really good advice. I haven't heard that kind of an explanation, but it makes perfect sense. My daughter lives in Los Angeles. When they bought their home, not only were they against other offers, she had to write an essay.
Sure. A love letter.
Yeah. Right. I had to write an essay about why I love this home so much and why I should be in it.
That's exactly right. People were pulling out all the stops just to, you know, put themselves in front. And as a lender, as a mortgage professional, there are several things that you can do to help position people in the right way, especially with VA home loans, right? I mean, I've got to be honest, there's a little bit of a stigma on the VA home loan. People seem to think they're harder or whatever. That's not the case. And it's really just about the professional behind the scenes and the cadence in which, hey, this is who we are. We specialize in it. It's not hard. Let me show you. And so as much as those love letters and everything else helped, it comes down to that professional behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything else. I mean, you want to get somebody who specializes, right? You want to get an expert in what you're doing. I know we've got we have horses, and we looked for years and years and years to try to find the perfect place. And we had all of these realtors that were nice people. You know, they didn't own horses, so they didn't really know where to look for horse properties. And I can recall there was one house we looked at in the country, and a realtor showed up in high heels. And, you know, we're going out in the pasture, and we're like, well, this may not be a good fit. But you always have to get a specialist. Jake, the other thing now, Armed Forces Bank, do you guys also offer free calendars and or toasters?
Calendars and toasters? Off the top of my head, no. I'm not familiar with calendars or toasters. Why the question?
That used to banks used to give those out.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you might. I'm not telling you your job, Jake, but you might want to look into that.
You got a toaster hookup for me, sir.
Hey, what do people need to do to get in on this program? Where do they need to go?
I would say if there's any interest, reach out to me directly. We very much care about this being specific to you. So if there's any other businesses out there that are aligned from a principles, core value type of standpoint, reach out to me and we would take it from there.
And is it, I believe it's armedforcesbank.com?
Yeah, that's correct. I can also provide you any sort of, show notes or whatever that you'd like.
Okay, great. And just a little side note, since Jake and I are both right here around Kansas City, our Chiefs just happened to have punched their ticket into the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Oh, man, it's going to be a phenomenal game.
I've been a season ticket guy out there for the last 6 years. Unlike a lot of Chiefs fans, my first year of having season tickets was actually the first year that Patrick Mahomes became a star.
Oh, my gosh. So you didn't have to suffer through anything.
That's right. Now, that's not to say the suffering wasn't there. I just wasn't in the parking lot every Sunday.
not a lot of in-person suffering.
That's right. We actually, fun fact for you here, Randy, we actually host a tailgate out there on Lot G. Same place, same people. Every Sunday. And what we do is it's a 50-50 donation type of setup. So we provide the beverages, we provide the food. It's come one, come all, typically around 100 people or so. And we actually collect donations throughout the season, every single game. And then at the end of the year, we take the proceeds there and we actually split the donations between St. Jude and Hope Kids as well.
Oh, wow.
Here locally to Kansas City. So shout out to my Lot G guys.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Jake, man, it's a pleasure to meet you. And thank you so much for what Armed Forces Bank is doing. It's just, anything that helps veterans is part of our world. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. That is part of my world every single day as well. So I appreciate you having me on.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.